Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hey guys.
Hello.
All right, we're on to...
All right.
Is it my favorite book? I don't know.
No. Sunrise, I think, took the cake for me.
Wow.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, like, I really like Sunrise a lot. Like, I want to read it again. Like, if I could just read that book over and over again, like, I would.
All right. I feel like I should have said that for, like, our, like, last episode, but now I'm like, wow.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Spoiler.
But I'm like... Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to, like, really sit down and think of mine. Because, like, part of me... Jesus. Part of me was going to be, like, now time for, like, our favorite book of the series. But I was like, I don't know if that's true.
I like just, like, how much emotional turmoil that book gave me.
Sunrise?
Yeah.
Hmm. I would say...
Like, it had me really upset and stressed out.
Right. Which, like, you appreciate.
Yeah. Like, I want to be fearful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be afraid.
Maybe I'll introduce this book as our old favorite book of the series. Because when I was a kid, like,
yeah,
8th grade, like, this book was the shit.
Yeah, Catching Fire was definitely
Which, again, my favorite. So shocking, because, like, I think The Hunger Games is hard to top. But I ate this shit up.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was good.
So, obviously, we're doing Catching Fire. So, we're going to... do a similar format, so we're still doing part 1 and 2, which is pages 1 through 263, and chapters 1 through 18. So I think for the other books, we've been doing only part 1, and then finishing up with part 2 and 3. The reason why we're doing it this way for this book is part 3 is the start of the games. So we're going to kind of dive into this episode, all of, like, the before the games things, which apparently this book is... large and in charge. And I think, like, the way she broke that up is also telling. You know what I'm saying? How we were just saying with Hunger Games, like, the main point was the games.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like,
the
parts
games.
1 and 2 yeah. are so much of this book.
And the games is, like, literally this big.
Right, like, it's all, like, you're starting to really get, like, the political, like...
Yeah. Well, now the plot explodes.
Right.
Essentially.
Right.
You know.
And that's usually when books, like, not that they lose me, but that's when they become, like, not my favorite. And this one did a good job of, like, keeping me...
Yeah. Like, The Hunger Games, I would say, is, like, the point of impact.
Yes.
You know?
So then what's Catching Fire?
Catching Fire is fucking...
the explosion?
Yeah.
And Mockingjay is, like, the aftermath?
The smoke.
Yeah. Okay. I like this. So, we start off this book, and Katniss is like, wow, I'm fucked, basically.
Yes.
She knows that President Snow isn't happy.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of just, like, trying to navigate her new life. Like, do I go hunting with Gale still? She's like, ooh, what are me and Gale? Like,
yeah.
She just is, like...
uncomfy.
Yeah, I would say she's just uncomfy in her life.
Mm-hmm. But, like, she also knows right away that, like... uh-oh. Gotta watch my back here.
Yes.
Because they start the victory tour.
Yes.
You know, so, well, they're getting prepped to start it, whatever.
And, like, she makes a comment, which I think is so crazy, that, like, you know, as they're getting ready for their victory tour, like, her and PETA basically, like, haven't spoken since the end of the games.
Yeah, at all.
Which is crazy. Because I think she also mentions, too, I could be wrong, so don't quote me on this, I think the victory tour is, like, 6 months later, so it's kind of, like, halfway between the next games.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a, everyone stays interested or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's, like, that's a long time that they're just, like, not talking.
Mm-hmm. But she was also, like, healing.
She was.
Getting her bearings, you know.
She's also, they moved into their Victor's Village houses.
Yeah, what a joke.
But she does say, too, the one benefit, one of the ones that she considers... is that their entire district for a year gets, like...
Food
every week.
And supplies, yeah. So, like, they'll be okay.
Which is nice. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, a nice treat.
Yeah. But that's, like, so messed up because, like, these are just, like, basic things people need.
Right.
And it's like, oh, just because this person, you know, ended up killing all the other children in the arena, you all may eat for the rest of the year. But
it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy now that I'm thinking of it. Like, if District 1 and 2 are constantly winning, they're constantly having their basic needs met. So, of course, they're going to train and win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's also fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, in theory, right? Like, say in this case, I mean, District 12, I feel like, is kind of rebellious a little bit, so they're not going to do this. But, like, they could potentially use, like, PETA and Katniss, the fact they won, to, like, get themselves, like, what they need, train their next round of victors, and make sure, like, it keeps happening. I know they won't do that because they're, like, nice, good people, but, like, that's why District 1 and 2 is always fucking winning.
Yeah.
They're always at least having at least minimum basic needs met. So then, like, again, it's like the, what's his fucking name? Maslow?
Oh, yeah.
Hierarchy of needs? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, if you're obviously getting fed, like, you have time to do other things, like training or just, like, not trying to starve, basically.
It's so crazy. Like, it's just...
This world is definitely, like...
Sometimes, like, when you really think about it, it's like people... This could be a reality.
True. That's why it's... I also appreciate that it takes place in, like, North America. You know? I'm like, damn. Like, this could really happen.
Oh, God.
So... Yeah, the Victory Tour is interesting. But right before the Victory Tour, she, like, goes home. Her mom's being sketch with her. And she's like, where... Like, oh, like, I know you were out walking. And, like, Katniss knows that her mom knows she was out hunting, so she's, like, something is wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she, like, walks in her fucking library, and President Snow's just, like, sitting there.
Could you imagine?
No, because he is definitely an intimidating figure.
I would shit a brick.
Yeah. And he, I mean, he doesn't, I feel like he is interesting. Like, he's very, almost vague. But, like, he doesn't hide his dislike. Like, he's pretty... He doesn't say, like, I'm gonna kill your family. He's not that blunt,
it's
but, like
a controlled rage.
Yeah, like, he's, like, silent and deadly, like...
Yeah.
Like, he's terrifying.
Like, if looks could kill.
I guess my point is he's not, like, nice. Like, he's not, like, doing, like, the civilities and the niceties mm-hmm. and all that stuff. He's, again, not as blunt as being, like, if you fuck up, I'll kill everyone. But, like, you know that's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not sugarcoating it, really, either.
He's polite.
Yeah, but not nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know he's pissed, and he doesn't like you.
Yikes.
So, he basically lays it down to her.
I think it's also interesting she describes it as he has snake-like eyes.
Mm-hmm. And she's been saying that since, like, book one.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like that's a good descriptive... term for him. Like, I could see that.
He's, like, slimy.
Like, he should, like, it's just, like, yeah, like, almost, like, silent, but, like, menacing. Slimy, too, I'm sure, but, like...
Well, not slimy, but, like...
Yeah, like, just,
like... hard to pin down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he basically tells her, like, your little stunt is, like, yeah. fucking me over.
Yeah, he's, like, that's not gonna be a problem going forward anymore. Right.
So she knows, like, going on this victory tour, like, mm-hmm. stakes are high.
Yeah, like, she knows she has to put her actress face back on.
So now, again, her and Haymitch kind of, like, unsaid whatever.
But she's also a bitch to him.
To Snow?
Yeah.
I feel like he doesn't even care because she's just a bitch to everyone. But, like, yeah, she's not nice to him.
She's like, it must be very fragile if a handful of berries can bring it down.
I think, yeah, I would...
The audacity, like, this man literally can kill you in an instant.
My problem would probably be that he could kill her family, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's yeah. really, again, but she's impulsive.
But, okay, but also, at the end of their meeting, he tells her, he's like, I know you don't really love PETA.
But all the part of me is like, yeah.
And so he's like, you need to convince me.
Right. Yeah, like, because she was like, what do I have to do? And he was like, convince me. Like, I know you're a fucking fake, you're a liar, phony
yeah.
bitch. Yeah.
Ooh. Twisted.
That's what I'm saying. I like their dynamic. Like, she's a bitch and impulsive and kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like, even by, like, going, like, oh, the berries must be fragile. I'd be like, all right, maybe don't fucking do that.
Yeah, like, don't instigate him.
Right, but again, she's, like, a 16-year-old who's just an idiot. So, again, her and Haymitch kind of, like, unsaid, not, like, decide, but they're just, like, not gonna loop PETA into, like, this, like, dynamic, which is crazy. Like, poor PETA is just never informed. Like, the fact that all the games were fake... Now that, like, their lives are at risk, like,
okay, but, like, it kind of plays to the part that, like, they allude that with this book, right? Mm-hmm. And when everything comes out about the Quarter Quell and blah, 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 we'll get to. But Katniss makes a thing with Haymitch, and she's like, I know what you did with him the last games, but this games were protecting him.
Right. Because Haymitch is a little sneaky. Not slimy, but, like... He's too tired of both of them.
Yeah.
And, like, he's gonna do what fits his own agenda.
That's crazy.
But, like, so to the point of why PETA gets upset slash it's not a good thing is they kind of go in, like, reverse order. So, like, they're in District 11 first. And PETA, because he feels bad and he's, again, I believe PETA's genuinely a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he, like, offers, like, his grain... To, like, Rue's family.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever.
Yeah.
And so, because they're actually, like, again, PETA's unaware that the two of them are, like, essentially inciting a riot and a rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, wow, this guy is super generous, and they start, like, reacting, and now this old guy gets shot, this, that, the other, like, everything is just going to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Haymitch and Katniss are like, oh, yeah, like, Snow came to visit me, and, like, blah, blah, blah. And he gets pissed. Which, like, yeah, he's like, why don't you guys fucking tell me anything?
Yeah.
Like, why do you guys have these, like, plans and, like, you know, the soup with the kiss thing and, like, now this? He's like, I probably wouldn't have fucking done that. Like, if I knew we were on, like, thin ice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you know, I kind of get his frustration. Like, what the fuck? My family's all, and I think he says that too, like, my family's also at risk. Like.
Yeah.
I, too, am on thin ice. Like, why are we not...
Why aren't we all keyed up here?
So, like, do you agree with the fact that they don't tell him? Like, I kind of... I see his anger.
I get it, but, like, I also get, you know, they're trying to control the situation.
Like, I feel like PETA could be a really good, like, spokesperson and help control that situation. I don't really get not looping him in.
Because at the end of the day... If Katniss had to die, she was gonna die. Because she's fucking depressed.
Like, she doesn't care.
She's over it. She's fucking, like, pissed. So she's like, damn, I went through these whole... You know, to protect my sister, I went through these whole games. Ended up getting stuck with this guy who, like, is madly in love with me. But, like, I don't really know how I feel. And now the president's at my fucking back because I try to defy him in the arena because I'm an impulsive bitch. And, you know, now she has the chance to... save PETA as, like, a way to, like, settle her debts with him.
Right. So, like,
she's still looking at it from that perspective.
Like, so they're protecting him.
Yes.
But I do see his point of, like, you can't protect me if I'm gonna do things that are gonna put me at risk.
Well, yes.
But I get what you're saying. So, like, that's, like, their main... It's coming from a point and, like, a stance of protection.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they're not telling him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't want to stress him out. Like, if, like, PETA can handle it...
I don't know, but, like, you know, hindsight's always 20/20.
Right. So, I mean, now, after that debacle, mm-hmm. they're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Which is fine, which is great.
And obviously things are still, like, you know, things... I wouldn't say things are comfortable between the three of them.
No. Like, they're all still kind of pissy.
Yeah. So, like, I kind of feel like it kind of makes sense why maybe, you know, it's too much to loop PETA into it. Like, Katniss right, on like, her own is enough.
They're not, per se, a team at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair. Yeah. So, then the victory tour ends, And I think it's after the victory tour that... I don't know why Katniss is in the mayor's office. I forget, like, what the circumstances were. But she sees that news feed with District 8.
Oh.
Is, like, in an uprising.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck. Like, I am fucked.
The revolution is here.
Right. I just can't imagine. Like, she tried her best. and it didn't work. Like, she kind of already started this train that, like, cannot get off the tracks.
Well, that's the thing, you know? And, like, she didn't know that. She didn't, you know, at the end of the day, like, Katniss was a pawn. But,
right, like, she
but
was
they,
being defiant, but I don't think she wanted this.
No, but I think, you know, Katniss has a very strong sense of justice.
Right.
In the sense of... she... maybe hesitant in the like it's okay that she doesn't know in the beginning, mm-hmm. because after everything that happens from essentially maybe right before the Coroquel through,
yeah, she's also a pawn,
you know, she's not only a pawn but she's a willing pawn as well,
right? You know? I just think again, like,
the train has already left the station.
Well, that's where I think it's almost unfair of Snow. I mean, a lot of things he does are unfair, let's be honest. But I think it's unfair in this case for him to be, like, you know, this victory tour. Like, you gotta, like, kind of squash the spark. Because, like, I'm sure he knows to some regard as well, like, there is no stopping this.
Yeah.
Again, like, she did try her best, and it didn't work. Like, she sees this uprising in District 8, and she's, like, panicked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But realistically, it's like, I'm sorry, there was nothing that you were gonna do that was gonna... you weren't gonna fix this.
Yeah.
So, like, he put her, like, he's using her as a scapegoat to, like, blame her, but, like,
also...
the whole thing was fucked from the beginning.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think it was her intention.
No.
Like, she was being kind of like, fuck you to the Capitol, but she wasn't thinking, like, holy shit.
And, it, you know, it plays it up as almost like, you know, the game destined to lose.
Correct.
Because how does the whole, you know, humanity of this nation, the capital, whatever, you know, fall on this one 16-year-old girl's shoulders?
Right.
Because Snow has a personal vendetta against her because she showed defiance. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he has his god complex, his...
yep.
Whatever.
I also forgot, just, like, as a side note, because I thought it was funny, that, like, her and Gale, like, kissed, and, like, Snow was like, I know about the kiss. I was like, damn, this guy's meddling in teenage drama.
Yeah, well, first of all,
which is so
because
funny.
He's obviously scorned.
Yeah.
About Lucy Gray still.
Right.
I mean, obviously, we couldn't say that back then when we first read the books, right. But now we can. Get a life, first of all. Second of all, that's what leads to them not being able to hunt anymore.
Right, because she's like... yeah.
You know?
Well, and everything starts changing. Well, I think, too, like...
because she's like, how does anyone know about that place?
Right. And that also starts her spiral that you had mentioned before we started recording, where she's like, I have to marry PETA now, and freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, Haymitch kind of... Not that Haymitch tells her she has to marry PETA, but, you know, he says, you'll be mentors now every year from here on out. Every year they'll revisit the romance. They'll broadcast your private life. Like... and Haymitch is kind of, he's not explicitly saying it, but, like, this is the hell I've been in for the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't escape this.
No.
Like, if Snow is mad at you, and he's like, you better make me believe the romance, like, you don't have the option of breaking up. Like, you need to...
no, you are the sweethearts. You are the capital sweethearts.
Right, like, so you need to do that forever. And, like, again, I almost think she resists the romance now more because of that. Like, I don't think that, you know, PETA's a bad guy, and she says that, too. Like, she's
mm-hmm.
like, he's not...
But she kisses Gale, and she feels nothing.
Right. I just think, again, like, even if you do kind of like someone, the knowledge that you don't have free will is really, like, a daunting thing.
Yeah.
So that's fucked up. Like, there's all these, like, little, like, complexities that you're like, holy shit. Like, that you're just like, damn.
Yeah. It's literally insane. What about her her team when they see her for the first time? And they're, like, freaking the fuck out, and they're, like, crying. They're like, oh my god, like, look at your nails! And, oh my god, no one's touched your hair since we last saw you. And she's like, I practically, like, almost died.
Right.
Like, I was fending for my life. And you think that's what I was worried about?
But then it's also, like, a little endearing, because I do really like her. Then, like, Effie comes and, like... her hair's gold, and she's like, we're a team. I'm like, damn, bitch, like,
okay.
You're so cute.
Also, growing up, I remember Effie Trinket was so freaking annoying. Like, I couldn't stand the hoe. But now I'm like, aw, she just, like, wants everyone to love each other and, like, be a cheerleader, you know?
But I could see, like, especially, like, little, like, pre-teen, teen cynical Hallie being like, fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
So I totally get that, because you were, like, probably also, like...
Like, why are you so happy? Why are you so cheery?
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Also, too, they have a new game maker.
They do. Plutarch.
So this is, you know, where things start to tie in with Sunrise.
Yes. And also, okay, real quick, I saw this part too. Like, I'm sorry. Just real quick, Katniss and her feelings diversion.
Uh-huh.
Like, her and Peeta are, like, sleeping together on the train because it helps the nightmares go away. And I'm like, but we don't like him? Like,
yeah, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
not fake.
No.
And, yes, can we argue they're trauma bonding? Sure.
Of course.
You know, like, yes, they actually are. But, like, I'm just saying, like, whatever. I just had to, like, point that out because it was like,
well, let's
I'm
be
like,
honest.
Girl, are you confused?
Let's be honest. The only way that Katniss is going to connect to anybody is through a trauma bond, honestly.
True, true. So, sorry, I should have mentioned that, because it annoys me that she's like, I don't think I like it, but I'm like, you're literally snuggling.
Yeah.
And this poor guy is like, just fucking keep
you
using me.
Are
like, this poor guy is like, yeah, just keep using me and throwing me to the fucking dirt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, do we need Plutarch on the victory tour, or is it after they announce the quarter quell theme?
No.
I think it's after they announce the quarter quell theme. Pretty sure.
No, they don't know yet about the quarter quell.
I'm saying, do they meet? They meet Plutarch after the quarter quell theme. I think.
Before.
Before?
Mm.
Oh, it's after because that is that one of like the balls, or maybe it is on their victory tour at the Capitol. That's possible. It could be like the last stop, and they meet Plutarch.
No,
like,
it's before because I would have highlighted if like about the quarter quell.
Mm. Okay.
So he asks them because they're with like. Her team, like their team, Portia and all them.
Okay.
And Portia introduces
them. Oh, yeah,
them.
I have it. Oh, and so Plutarch, this is, yeah, so it's the, like, final stop of the victory tour.
It's the final countdown.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
So already, because I was highlighting shit then too, agreed, I just had to find it. He, like, pulls out that watch from his pocket and was like, it starts at midnight. I was like...
Wait, but, like, also Katniss is, like, hilarious. Like, her internal monologue when she's beating Plutarch, and she's just like, yeah, and the last guy's dead, I think. Like...
Yeah.
Because he had... What did he had, like, a public accident, right? Or something like that?
Yeah.
But it was like, Snow who, yeah. like, killed him, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because he let them...
Wait, well, not...
He
yeah,
let
yeah,
their...
Win.
He let... Yeah, be two winners.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Plutarch is definitely, again, we know now, as Hallie just mentioned... From Sunrise, like, he's in the Rebellion.
Yeah.
And now he's the head game maker. So, again, now with that knowledge reading this book, you're like, oh, fuck, this is, like, crazy. At this point, when you're reading it for the first time, though, you're just like, he's a douchebag, too. Like, you just don't know about him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously now, like, even without Sunrise and knowing he's in the Rebellion, the fact that he says it starts at midnight, we know about the arena in this book, like, you're like... Okay, mm-hmm. like, obviously, there's a little foreshadowing.
Easter egg?
Yeah, that if you read the book, like, you're like, oh, he's starting to mention things already. So, yeah, it's interesting that, again, like, there's all these little tiny Easter eggs, even in the start of this book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to talk a lot about, because I have theories and things and all of the things, about when they announced the quarter quell. Because, like, after the victory tour, she goes home. Shit is fucked up at home. They have, like, all their new peacekeepers. Like, things are really, like, locking down
mm-hmm.
in District 12. Like, that fucking psycho new peacekeeper who's whipping Gale and shit. Like, it's,
yeah.
like, no good. She also is talking to Haymitch kind of secretly. There's apparently uprisings in District 7 and 11. Like... Shit is not good.
Mm-hmm. And then we have to add the Gale drama. Gale
yes.
tells her that he loves her.
Yes. So she clearly is not having a good time. And then they're going to...
Well, she wants to run away.
Yeah. She probably fucking should have.
And it's just, it's crazy.
But now it's, like, all this drama because she wants to run away. And, like, she tells Gail she wants to bring PETA.
She's also kind of beefing with her mom, too.
Yeah. Like, I think she's just not in, like, a good place. But, like, you know, then, like, she tells Gail to run away. And I think, you know, again, which makes sense. Gail's like, oh, like, we're running away. And then she's like, oh, I gotta get my mom and PETA. And mm-hmm. he's like, PETA? Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Poor guy is like, Jesus Christ.
I know.
So now, amid her relationship drama, District 12 is having this new peacekeeper. Like, again, Gail's fucking getting whipped. Like, it's just all drama. Gail loves her, whatever. Also, you know, she's finding out from Haymitch that, like, all these other districts are uprisings, and she was saying, like, at least half of them now have, like, tried to do something.
Yeah.
So now President Snow comes on the TV, and he's like, I'm gonna announce the super fun theme of the Quarter Quell, because every 25 years, it's, like, a fun theme.
Yeah, so the 75th.
So, 25, I forget if they said what...
Well, we've talked about... Have we talked about this? Like, do we think that there's actually, like, a box that was made, and they, like, really...
Well, right.
You know.
Oh, so... On the 25th anniversary, as a reminder to the rebels that their children were dying because of their choice to initiate violence, every district was made to hold an election and vote on who would represent.
That's it. Brutal.
Brutal. We obviously know the 50th is Haymitch, and because,
like,
double.
But, like, okay, do you throw in, like, the weakest possible link to just, like, get it over with? Or, like, are you, like, trying to put, like, your best foot forward?
I don't know.
District 12.
I don't even know.
Like,
that's fucked.
What do you do?
That's a crazy one. I have no idea. And then...
And who's also deciding? Like, is it the people? Like,
yeah,
is
yes.
there a questionnaire going out? And, like, you check who you want in
yes.
there?
Yes. It's an election. So you're voting for your own kids to go in. And the majority wins kind of situation.
That's crazy.
And then, obviously, 50, we know... As a reminder that two rebels died for each capital citizen... Every district is required to send twice as many, which is when Haymitch won.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
48.
Did you see that Easter egg, too? That when he was talking, Katniss's mom says, I had a friend who went in that year, Maisie Lee Donner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the chills. Whatever. So now, okay, I'll read the 75th one, then we can have the conversation about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
On the 75th anniversary, as a reminder to the rebels that even the strongest among them cannot overcome the power of the capital, the male and female tributes will be reaped from their existing pool of victors. Which, again, Katniss is the only female, so she's like, fuck me.
Okay, and also, too, like, imagine being from, like, maybe one of the districts that, like, does, like, better. But, like, imagine you're, like, fucking 85, man.
Right. Okay, so now...
But... As an 85-year-old, like, do you just offer yourself
right,
up?
Right,
because, like...
Right, you're, like...
You're, you know, towards the end of your life.
But, like,
blah, blah, blah.
Be hard to make that choice to be, like, killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes,
yeah.
Maybe at 85 you have that kind of, like, martyrdom, but, you know, I don't know. That's hard, because you're gonna be brutally killed, so it's, like... But maybe you also won't be, because at this point you're all kind of friends. Maybe they'll, like, mercy kill you and, like, be painless.
This reminds me of, actually, did you watch Midsommar?
Mm-hmm.
When the old people jump off the cliff.
Yeah.
The cliff.
No, it's, like, literally, it's, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's have the conversation.
Yes, okay.
And, like, they also mention this in the books. Was this really the theme of the 75th Hunger Games?
No.
Right. Like, because they're like, there's no fucking way.
No, and, like, you know Snow. You know Snow.
Right.
You're like, of course.
But how convenient, also, that there was a Quarter Quell coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But convenient,
but what's the
but
difference
not?
Between, like, a year and, like, if still there was, like, 3 years to go? What's
I guess.
The difference?
Also convenient, but also not, because, you know, this is a tight rope that he's walking in the sense of, okay, you're punishing the victors and, like, Katniss and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's uprisings going on, and now you're also going to piss off the ones who haven't rebelled yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're pissing off all these victors. Like, think about how mad they all are when they get there. Like, all their interviews are, like, mad. Like, they're pissed.
So what
and the Capitol loves them, and so the Capitol's kind of not happy either. So it's like... I get, like, kind of getting back at, like, Katniss and, like, whatever, but, like, you're also kind of...
Like, do you think it's just, like, luck of the draw?
No, I think...
Like, the odds are not in their favors, you know?
I think that President Snow did this on purpose, like, this theme.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the people chosen were also purposeful, which we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah.
But I think it was a risky move on his part, because, like... Yeah, you're punishing them, but, like, the Capitol loves these people, too, and you're also pissing off them. Mm-hmm. Their favorite pets are dying.
Yeah. But, like, you could also make the argument that, like, if this were to cause, like, more of a rebellion, like, he would make the argument that, like, they beat the rebels once. So I feel like he would just deploy however many, whoever he wants, and just fucking take everybody down.
Fair, fair. So he's kind of, like, willing to deal with the risk of it.
Like, you know, like, he's willing to cut off his entire arm. If that means, like, it stops the spread of infection.
Right. 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 It's a risky move, but, like, he's like, fuck it. Yeah. Which just goes to show, like, how locked in he is.
He's a gambling man.
Yeah.
No, he's really not. He's just 20 moves ahead, I think.
It's actually terrifying.
At all times.
So, Katniss, obviously not happy. She, like, goes off running and, like, whatever, being all dramatic, which, like, hey... You know what? This time I actually give it to her. It's warranted.
It's all the process.
She then is like, oh my god, PETA. So she runs to Haymitch, and he literally is like, yeah, you piece of shit. He was here an hour ago, like, begging me to save you.
And crazy.
Like, and I'm like, damn, like, Katniss, you really are just a piece of shit.
No, like, she sucks. But, like, we don't get to hear, like, Suzanne Collins doesn't write anything about, like, how she feels about that. Like, right. She doesn't say, like, damn, like, that made me feel really bad. Like, maybe I should. Like, there's no reflection. You know what I mean? There's no self-reflection, is what I'm trying to say.
No.
Like, how you just said, like, yeah, like, asshole, like, he was here an hour ago. Like, what do you think? And right. Then she's just like, well, we need to fix it. You know, like, there's no self-reflection.
Well, and that's what, like, and, like, I feel like her self-reflection, too, is always, like, a day late, a dollar short. So, like, She goes to ask Haymitch to save him. And he's like, what are you going to ask me, for me to go die in this place? And she's like, fuck, kinda, yeah. Like, you know, like, she's always just like, damn, I really am just an asshole. Like, no matter what I do, like, it's fucked up. Like.
She really just doesn't think about anybody else.
Right. So, like, she goes there and Haymitch literally is like, yeah, like, are you asking me to, like, take his place? And she's like, kinda. And then, you know, he's, like, basically saying to her, PETA's argument is that I chose you, quote-unquote, last time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I owe him.
Yeah.
So, like, I gotta choose you again. Which, whatever. Flawed logic, PETA, but I'll accept it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, Haymitch even says to Katniss, you could live 100 lifetimes and not deserve him. And I'm like, kinda.
And, you know...
I think he's inherently good.
Yeah, he's bleeding heart Haymitch.
Well, PETA. Well, both. Oh. Well, both.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, honestly, I think Haymitch... Haymitch isn't inherently good, but I think Haymitch, like, has it together, and, like, he'll do things for others.
It's also probably extremely painful, because...
Right, well, he's, like, checked out, so he doesn't care about himself at all.
Yeah.
Katniss is the opposite. Katniss is, like, only thinking, like, save PETA.
Yeah.
For me. I don't care if you die, Haymitch. Fuck you. Like, you know?
It's crazy.
So basically, Haymitch says, like, listen, if...
She's so dramatic. It's my dying wish. Keep PETA alive.
Right. But Haymitch basically says to her, like, listen, if my name is called, like, we're fucked because PETA's gonna take my place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't matter. Now, here's where I think the names are also rigged. So I think we can agree, again, the theme, bogus bullshit. Okay, the names are also rigged because... Well, we'll talk about all the people, I guess, reaped. But in, say, we'll start with District 12.
Mm-hmm.
Haymitch and Katniss are picked.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. PETA, of course, then volunteers for Haymitch.
Yes.
XYZ. But I would argue that Haymitch was more rebellious than PETA. So, like, President Snow's like, good, he's going back in. You know what I'm saying? Like, PETA wasn't rebellious on purpose at all. He was just, like, following Katniss.
Oh, okay, yes.
Like,
yes,
if
yes,
Snow is picking, like, the most rebellious people to kind of,
yeah,
like,
yes,
get
yes,
him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, Haymitch, I think, yeah, was purposeful as a pick.
Yeah.
Like, because Snow doesn't know their little dynamic, the three of them, like...
You should have died in the rain.
Yeah, like, I think he's literally going through and, like, checking him off.
That's so, like, crazy.
No, literally. So...
Imagine being able to take out all your enemies in one swipe. That's insane.
Literally, it is.
Wow. Slaughter.
I want to see where the choices were. So it says, like, where... Also, right before the, like, the reaping, Katniss says, Gail knows I chose Peeta over... Or, Gail knows I chose him over Peeta when I didn't make a run for it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's no point in talking about what might have been. I'm like, oh, damn, all right. Anyways. So... I want to see if they write down who was chosen. I don't think they write it down until after they're on the train. Obviously, you know, Katniss and Peeta are chosen. But let's talk about some of the other, like, tributes. Okay, here it is. So, in the history of the games, there have been 75 victors. 59 are still alive. Great. So, Finnick is chosen. Finnick is interesting. I don't know if he was outwardly rebellious or now he's just, like, he knows too much. Like,
probably.
He references how in the Capitol, like, he pretty much trades, like, sex for secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably why Finnick was chosen.
Yeah, but, like, Snow also, like, pimped him out.
Yeah, I think he probably did that, like, thinking it was gonna be good. And then Finnick, like, not, like, outsmarted him, but was like, oh, I'm gonna learn things from these people.
Yeah.
I think that's where it turned no bueno.
Mm.
Okay, so now Annie is called. So Annie, I think, is extremely purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
I highlighted this time about when they're watching the tape and her arena.
Okay, perfect.
Let me read Annie's. Basically, there was a flood. I'm on Haymitch's games, hold on. I want to get there.
Doesn't she, like, almost drown or something?
Like, she... Yeah, everyone else drowns.
Or, like, the water gets electrocuted or something?
She's the only one who can, like, swim. So she lives. Like, Annie.
Oh, yeah.
But... I gotta, like, find the page.
But she loses her partner, right?
Yeah, so apparently they say that she went hysterical because, like, she saw her partner, like, beheaded. But the way they describe her arena, saying that, like, you know, it was, like, there was a flood and she swam and all this stuff. And people have theorized online that, like, she probably flooded the arena. Like, how Haymitch did.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously couldn't, like, say that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, that she's hysterical because, like...
They tortured her.
Right. Like, I mean, yes, seeing your friend or whatever beheaded is shitty.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
But at the same time, like, I think it was more of that. So I can't find the exact passage, but her arena was flooded. She swam. She was the only one who ever swam because she's from District 4, like, the fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she won, and now she's hysterical. I really think it's, like, she was fucking with the arena somehow. Again, after seeing Haymitch's.
Yeah.
And then they torture her, and that's why she's hysterical. And again, Finnick, like, I just saw the passage I highlighted in this book. Katniss was, like, talking to him. He's like, I trade secrets. Like, so it's all people who know a lot. Then we obviously have... Beedi and Wyrus.
Yeah.
We know Beedi's a problem.
Fucking heartbreak.
You know? So, like... I don't know.
And, like, Wyrus is, like, crazy, but, like, she's not. Like, you know,
right.
She's, like, the reason why, like, they survive.
But also, as far as Wyrus, right? Because she was, like, a little rebellion-y-ish in, like, Haymitch's games.
Mm-hmm.
So do we think, like, she's also a little bit crazy and out there because they've tortured her as well?
Probably. And she's from the electronic, like, district.
Right.
You know, so, like, that's a security risk.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean...
Finnick O'Dare. Ugh.
Let me see.
A canon event in my life is seeing Catching Fire in the theaters and seeing... What's his face? Come around the horse.
Same. Fucking Sam?
Huh?
What's his name?
I don't know his real name.
I think it's Sam. Sam Coughlin? I don't know. He's great, though. So I also want to talk about... Hold on, let me look up Finnick's name. I think it's Sam Claflin. Yeah, Sam Claflin.
I'm really bad with, like, names.
Oh,
like
my God,
that.
I'm so good. You so, good. Okay. Now, here, which is so interesting, is they watch Haymitch's games.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's also fun to, like, see it after reading it, or in your case, you read about it as, like, a little appetizer beforehand.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we see, like, Maisley Donner get, like, reaped.
Mm-hmm.
We also see Haymitch get reaped, quote-unquote. Which yeah. is, like, not what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, basically, they kind of, like, outline his games, which, again, is how we know that there was, like, a rough draft before her book. Because, like, we know that Maisley gets killed by, like, the pink birds and, like, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, they, at the end of his games, are, like, talking about how he won. And I think Katniss even says...
But they're, like, still also, like, not cool at this point.
No. But, like, Katniss, which I think, like, what really strikes me when I read this book again the second time, was she says, I bet that's why I don't remember seeing his games on television... Like, him using the force field is almost as bad as us in the berries. Mm-hmm. You know? So, like, she's like, holy shit, he's kind of a fucking rebel, too. Like,
yeah.
Not purposely, but, like, he kind of, like, said fuck you to the Capitol mm-hmm. and, like, made them, like, a laughingstock.
Yeah. And I think she's kind of more aware of it now because of her conversation with Snow as well.
Correct.
Like, that's also playing in her head.
So, again, I completely agree with the theory that, like, these victors were, like, also chosen, again, like... I think Haymitch's book serves as the purpose of, we have a little appetizer in this book, we get his full book, we know that he was, like, fucking with the arena.
Yeah.
Aside from the force field, he also flooded it. So I also feel like Sunrise on the Reaping served as Suzanne's way of telling us, like...
The backstory?
Of, like, even the other tributes.
Mm.
You know, like, when she's writing, again... I don't know why I didn't highlight it, but, like, Annie's story in this book.
Yeah.
Oh, the arena was flooded. I think her purpose is more of, like, don't believe everything, like, the Capitol's been telling everyone. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's more, like, each one of these victors, I think, in this book, specifically, yeah. there's more to their arenas than, like, they just won the Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would fucking read a book on all, every single one of them. Give me all of them. Like, I would read fucking Little Beedie's.
Suzanne.
Beedie's book.
Get on it.
Adorable. Love that. I'd be like, yes, Beattie, thank you. I got so excited, I'm tiring myself out.
I was gonna say.
Damn. So, yeah, so I just feel like... Katniss, like, that really Haymitch's games, like, are kind of, like, eye-opening to her. Like, mm-hmm. wow, like, this is bigger than, like, me and, like, the rebellion. Like, it's been going on for a while.
And that's, like, the first, like, intelligent thought she has.
Correct.
No, I mean, like, she does have some self-reflection while they're on...
She does.
...the tour. Because I think the whole thing with Gale, like, her feeling like she, like, had to run away because mm-hmm. Snow was gonna kill everyone, I think, like, maybe that also spearheaded her,
Right.
...thinking. But...
Okay. But she's still, like, very stubborn, and we start... Well, not that we start seeing it, we've had that for a while. But now, at this point... After, like, watching Haymitch's games, like, that was, like, on their train ride to the Capitol. They get to the Capitol, they're obviously all training with the other tributes and stuff. She's still stubborn in the sense of, like, she doesn't want fucking allies. Like, she's just, like, no. And Haymitch is, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, she's, like, very, like, again, like, skeptical of everyone. And, like, what did you think of the tributes when you first met a bunch of them? Like, okay, what do you think of Finnick, aside from being hot? I mean, I can't really get past that, but that's fine. We could try.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd be like, him.
He was a fisherman, like...
But, like, did you trust him? Do you not trust him?
I think at first I didn't trust him. I honestly, okay, but, like, also, too, like, I'm also with Katniss. Like, I do not trust people.
Especially when you know you're all... She's going to these games... being, again, a pawn. She's not aware of any of the things. You know, so she thinks that everyone's trying to kill her, so, like,
because, like, she's also trying to kill everyone else. Like, she's... I think because she has that perspective of, like, that survival mechanism of, like, you know, yeah. I'm going to do whatever I need to survive. She's also thinking that everybody else feels that way as well. So, like, of course they're going to want to try to kill me because they need to survive.
Right.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes.
But it's funny when they all meet, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, yeah, because again, like, well, she also says, too, unfortunately, she's also coming into these games at a disadvantage as well because they're all friends.
Yeah, they all know each other.
Like, yes, it's a shitty situation.
Mm-hmm.
But they are all friends, and mm-hmm. also what we don't know yet as readers is they're all in on the, not all of them, but they're, like, in on this fucking plot.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, also, too, like, they make fun of her because, like, they don't, like, make fun of her, but, like, they, like, mess with her because she's, like, the little one, like, right. the youngest, you know?
Right, because they're all, like, above 20.
Yeah, and the whole thing with, like, her and PETA, you know?
Right, like, she's, like, yeah, like, the little kid in class.
Yeah, it's so funny. And then, like, who tells... Finnick, right? Or is it Johanna that tells her, like, oh, they're all fucking with you? Because she's getting, like, she's feeling some type of way. She's like, what is wrong with these people?
Johanna gets, like, naked, and I think that
yeah, and she, like, sits, like, in the elevator with, like, her and PETA.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, like, yeah, like, they're fucking with you. I forget who tells her that, but, like, Johanna, like, does that to fuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
What did we think of Johanna in the beginning?
Okay, but also, do you think that's a ploy to, like, try to make, like... Do you think Haymitch has a hand in that to, like, tell them to get this way so that, like, it kind of forces, like, her and PETA together? Because let's be real, she never knew she was jealous until that incident.
Because
she makes a comment in the elevator. No, she's really like, oh, I wonder if PETA's looking at Johanna's naked body in the elevator.
I honestly,
you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. I honestly don't think so. I think that these people are just, like, these people are, like, unhinged. Like, okay. I don't think they're controllable in that sense. Like, I think they all are working together, but I think, like, I can almost imagine Haymitch being like, God damn it, guys, please. Like,
there's some weird birds.
Yeah, like, just keep it together. So what do you think of Johanna? Like, first read.
First read,
I thought she was, like, weird, like, abrasive.
Yeah, I thought she was, like, very, like...
A lot.
Yeah, like, too much.
But I didn't really get the vibe, like, she was in a kill Katniss. I was just like, ooh, you're kind of a lot.
It's giving, like, Maisley Donner a little bit.
Yeah, which I was... But I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I knew that she had to die. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, that image, like...
I didn't know... I don't think I, like, was aware of, like, how I felt.
Like, Johanna scared me. Like, I was like, stay away from her. She
Yeah,
will.
But I didn't know if she... Like, whose side she was on.
Well, and at this point, as readers, you don't know there's even sides. Like, you're just like, these people are all dangerous and unhinged, you know? I feel like right off the get, like, of these pool tributes, I'm kind of like Katniss... Like, Wyrus, Beatty, and Mags, I'm, like, adorable. Let's take them. Like, yay.
But, like...
Because, like, they're not threatening. I think that's what your inherent survival must do.
Hmm.
Like, Mags like, is she not doesn't a threat.
Feel, yeah, she doesn't feel threatened by them.
Whereas, like, Finnick and Johanna are big personalities. You're, like, aside for, like, your personalities, like, you're still young and fit, like, I'm threatened by you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But we also see these, like, little Easter eggs of, like, they all have their, what's it called? Interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're all kind of, like, Katniss is like, ooh, everyone's, like, not happy. Like, they're kind of, like, riling up the crowd.
Yeah.
Which is really funny, like, to me.
Well, they're pissed.
Right.
Like you said.
Which, again, I kind of am, like, I appreciate... Also, like, their training things, like, she's fucking hanging up Seneca Crane, PETA's, like, painting Rue. I mean, everyone's, like, rebelling in, like, very subtle, like, well, small ways.
Because the thing was, is if you win the Hunger Games, you are okay for life.
Right, so they should be pissed, which I get. And I guess, again, but I think it's more bold that Katniss and PETA are rebelling because they're not aware of the plan. Everyone else is kind of like, you're gonna either kill me while I'm trying to, like, do this, like, plan they all have.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like, they don't give a fuck. The fact that Katniss and PETA are also, like, kind of on the same wavelength of, like, anger is interesting, because they don't have that safety net of knowing they're gonna be saved. Or hoping. Like, Johanna and Finnick are, like, hoping shit works out where they're not gonna fucking die. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're kind of, like, ready to risk it all, because, like, they're not really.
Yeah.
Katniss and PETA are like, fuck it, kill us. I'm like, goddamn, you guys are savages.
Yeah.
Like, the other ones, it makes sense that they're being, like, a little rebellious, you know? I also think, Haymitch, after they tell Haymitch about, like, what they did at training and they both get, like, perfect scores, He says, go to bed. I can't stand to look at either one of you. Oh my god, so funny.
Well, he got, what, a one, right, in his book?
Who?
Haymitch.
Yeah.
Right.
But they were saying, like, either really bad or really good. Like, it makes everyone be like, ooh, what do they do?
Yeah. Because
they don't release it. I also feel sad for Katniss's team because they just, like, love her and they just cry. So now, okay.
Okay, but also, too, like, Katniss is, like, you know, like, she's kind of... Like, she really throws herself, like, heart and soul into, like, this mission to save PETA.
Yes. Which, again, you're like, girl, and you're not going to admit that you fucking like him. Like, you're literally giving up your life for him.
Like, she literally says, like, you know, they're all nice and I want to protect them, but they all must die if I'm going to save PETA.
Right. Now, what do you think of the interviews? So, a lot goes on in these interviews. First of all, Cinna turns fucking Katniss's wedding gown into a mockingjay. That's rough. Oh. Not rough, but, like, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I remember being like, oh, well, there goes Cinna. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, okay. But also yeah. part of me was like, ooh, Cinna's in the Rebellion?
You're done.
I was like, okay, Cinna.
Yeah.
And then fucking PETA.
The only one with a brain.
Right. And then PETA's interview again. Fucking tells everyone she's pregnant.
Pregnant, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
You know, if it wasn't for the baby.
What? Bro. The way that my 12-year-old self was like, which, like, as a reader, you know she's not. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, he, like, had this whole backstory about how they got married, so it's, like, it's okay, you know? It's not like it's, like, out of wedlock.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Suzanne Collins giving us good morals.
Which is just, like, it's just...
I literally was like... But, like, again, fucking aces on fucking PETA. He's like, here's my... Full hand, poker face, I win.
I also hate this look for that interview. For him.
Like a physical look?
Yeah, like from the movie.
Oh, okay,
like with his hair, like,
yeah,
slicked back, like...
But dude, aces, what a play.
Oh yeah, crazy.
I mean, and then the capital, I mean, the people in the audience lose their minds.
Well, yeah, because they are the sweethearts.
I mean, they're like, we can't kill the baby, like... Insanity. Insanity. And then, the third thing I want to bring up from these interviews is then these fucking tributes all stand up and they all hold hands in, like, unity. I was like, oh my god, people are gonna lose their minds.
Yeah.
And literally. They do. They literally have to, like, cut the fucking program.
Yeah.
I imagine, like, static, like, yeah. Like, you know? I mean, these people are, like, fucking shit up. That's why I think this was risky on Snow's part. I must be watching and being like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, but he probably also, like,
respects it.
Not only that, but, like, I think he also knows that, like, majority of people in the Capitol are fucking stupid. And so, like, they don't understand, like, the deeper
issue right, like, this the nuances poses. Of, like... Yeah.
You know, like, so for them, it's like, oh my god, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, but really...
Goddamn.
Like, I don't know.
Oh my god.
That thought's gone. Never mind. Anyways, but...
I mean, fucking crazy. The hand holding. I'm just imagining screaming with baby. Everyone's holding hands. They're fucking waving.
Well, also,
like, Jesus.
Katniss didn't know that he was gonna say that.
Yes.
So imagine.
She also was shocked. But like they said, like they almost had to do that to her because like her fake reaction sucked so bad that it was like, almost better if she just looked shocked. You know.
Yeah. Because like she's shocked in general that he's saying this, but like it makes it look like it's shocked because like. Oh, maybe, like, they weren't gonna say anything to anyone.
Right. Like, yeah, like, they almost had to do it like that, because if not, she would've been like... And, like, it would've been like, you're such so a fake. Phony bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
So now this chapter ends, or the section, sorry, where, like, they're getting geared up to go into the game. Cinna's, like, putting a little pin on her. He's like, I'm still betting on you, Fire Girl, or whatever the fuck he says.
Oh my god, and then she's in the fucking chute.
Yes. Brutal.
And, like, she's in the shoe, and all of a sudden, they just, like, beat the shit out of Cinna.
To death.
Like, to death. Right in front of her. Yeah. As she's about to get sucked out and spit out into this
thing. Like, that's one of those things where, like...
I remember, like reading that in the book, I was like...
Yeah.
No way.
Like, it's one of those beatings where, like, you know he's dead. You know, like, she, like, is going up the chute being, like, they just killed him.
Yep.
And, like, obviously she says, too, like, this is purposeful. Like, I'm all fucked up now.
She can't move on like, that platform.
Almost, like, 60 seconds, if you think about it, witnessing a trauma like that, 60 seconds is, like, not enough.
No.
Like, to recover. Like, she's like, I need all fucking 60 of these seconds. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then, to make matters worse, like, it ends. And, like, she, like, looks around and her fucking eyes, it's, like, water reflecting. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, she's like, holy shit. Like, can you imagine, like, having a trauma? You're in, like, this dark room. You come up and it's bright as fuck and there's water. Like, and, like, that's, like, the worst kind of sunlight. Like, when it's bouncing off water.
Yeah, that glare.
I literally would be like, just fuck. I would step off the thing and blow myself up. I'd be like, actually.
I've had enough.
Fuck this. This is horrible.
Yeah.
She literally is like, fuck me.
And she's a child.
Yeah, right. Like, as a halfway grown woman, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Poor fucking cat. And that's how the section ends. And she's like, well, we're running the games again.
Suzanne is quite savage, I must say.
I do love the parts, though, as well. I love a good part.
No, yeah. I appreciate that. Because, like, it just, like, tucks things away nicely in my brain.
Agreed. So, yeah. So, that was part one. Lots of, like, connections to Sunrise. And, like, lots of, like, fun theories that, like, now you're, like... Like, again, I love that she wrote Sunrise and, like, made, like, this OG world, like, deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a talented woman.
Because now it's, like, layered, you know?
Right. And it was layered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if, say, for example, like I said, if we read this book... I think I reread this book before Sunrise came out. Like, I read it, like, now 3 times, the series. So I think when I read it the second time, again, like, it was fun to read again because you know that there's a, like, rebellion and there's, like, this, like, plot. And so all the little Easter eggs, you're like, ooh, it's fun to read.
Mm-hmm.
But then you read the Sunrise and you're like, oh, my God. And you realize, like, everything is layered. Like, all the tributes probably were, like, rebelling or rebellious people at some point, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, like, it's crazy that she keeps, like, subtly adding.
Well, and the fact that she can build upon it.
Like, bravo, like, bitch. Bra fucking vo.
Maybe she has, like, a whole, like, library. Just, like, manuscripts.
I support it. It's just so, it's so good.
It's insane.
Job well done.
Yeah.
And it's, like, very, and like I said, like, I, like, appreciate that, like, yes, she's building on it, but it's, like, subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can, like, still, like, think about it. Like, it's not, like, right in your face. It's not, like, try hard. It's, like, you're still wondering things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, theorizing.
And that is why this has, you know, stood the test of time.
That's right.
And now, why is it so hard for everyone else to do that? I mean...
Right. Fucking everyone go talk to Suzanne Collins.
Well, now, see, this is the problem, you know? Like, not everybody's supposed to be a writer.
But we let everyone, because we are in a world of instant gratification and social media, and the word spreads quickly, and here we are. I'm telling you, in our bio, I'm putting young adult does not equal bad writing. T-shirt. Print it.
Maybe that should be, like, our first merch item.
I want it. I want it. I wear that shit every day. People are like, what does that mean? Like, listen, motherfucker. Listen to all fucking 60 episodes, and you'll understand what that means.
Yeah.
Because it's all we talk about. I'm sick of this shit. Oh, my God. Well, Suzanne Collins, you don't write bad, and I love you. And now, our next episode, we're going to talk about the games, which were so exciting. I feel like, as a kid, seeing now how small portion of this book is the games.
It's crazy.
I felt like it was, like...
Yes.
Not the longest games ever, but, like, I visually saw, like... I thought it was, like, the whole book.
Well, imagine my confusion when I reread this book and I was like, holy shit, I forgot.
Right.
Like, how much the first book is... the first part of the... Well, first two parts of the book is...
Like,
actually
build
just
up and, like, political. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, because
doesn't
these...
doesn't feel that way.
But those are things you miss when you're young.
Right. Like, that whole first part of the book, I barely remembered, and it was, like, most of the book.
Yeah. Because, you know, I guess, like, at that age, holy shit, like...
You want to get to the arena.
Yeah.
That's why she's so smart. Like, because it was still good the whole time you read that book, but you, like, focused on the arena. And then now looking back, you're like, oh my God, like, look at all these, like, subtle politics and, like...
Well, yeah.
Plots going
and
on.
And nuances and, like, all that stuff.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Well, that is our psycho
Analysis
of the first part. And now, next week, we get to the games, which is all the fun and goodies. So, we'll see you next week for only part 3, which is so small, but it's all the games. And it's a great arena, and I'm excited.
Call me crazy.
All right, we'll see you next week.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.